on, everybody? Welcome back to the Matt Corman Podcast. We're here. It's a new day. First off, I just want to say shout out to everybody that's in the grouped. If you don't know, that grouped is it's basically my fan page where I'm dropping exclusive content. I'm dropping this podcast there early every single time I drop an episode. You get discounts off of my merch, discounts off of my concert tickets, and you get to hear my songs early before I drop them anywhere else. So it's a great place to be, and also it makes it easy for me to communicate with everybody. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere, you got to go through an algorithm to talk to people. Like, I have 30,000 followers on my Instagram, and I'm only able to contact a certain amount of people. Like, it's like they don't show your product to anybody. So it's a cool place to basically have a solution for that, and I'm able to directly talk to all my fans and listeners in there. So if you're listening to this right now, make sure you check out my grouped page. It's free to join. And also, I give away a free piece of merch every 2 weeks to somebody that's in the page. We already gave out 2 pieces of merch so far. So, yeah, great place. If you're watching this from the grouped, what up? How you doing? Okay, cool. So today's topic that I'm going to cover is important for any entrepreneur, anybody who is an artist as well. And basically, it's sales in an essence. I woke up today and I got a DM from an artist. And this typically happens to me. You get a DM from an artist that wants to work. Today specifically, the DM just said, yo. Now, a lot of different artists I've seen, they'll hit me up and they'll just say, yo, or hey, or sup. Why would, like you need to do a better job than just saying yo, or sup, or hey. There's 3 things that I learned in sales when I was leading a software sales team, when I worked in the corporate world. And when you're talking to somebody, I want you to think about this. Who, what, and why? Who are you talking to? That's what they want to know, their prospect. Who are they talking to? Hi, my name is Matt Corman. What? Why? Like, what? What do I have? What am I? What is the product? Hi, I'm Matt Corman. I'm a recording artist. And why? Why should they care to listen to what I have to say? Why am I reaching out to them? Why is it important for them to listen? Who, what, where, and why? Hi, my name is Matt Corman. I'm a recording artist. I'm a gold recording artist, right? Maybe set some value there. I got this new song that I think that you'd fit perfect on. Why should they entertain the thought? I have over 100 million streams. I think this song's going to perform really well. And I'm looking to do a percentage share with you. And so you can get some money in your pockets as well. Who, what, where, and why? Who am I talking to? I'm talking to Matt Corman. What is Matt Corman? Matt Corman's a gold recording artist. Why is he talking to me? Because he's a song. He wants me on the song. The song's going to help make me money. He's willing to pay me to be a featured artist. Who, what, where, and why? 10 times more likely to respond to my DM, whatever it is. Also, a little golden nugget as well. If you're looking to be in the DMs and you're looking to network with people, I think a strong thing to do if you've never talked to the person before is to send a voice memo. So hit them with something, hit them with a who, what, why, and then hit them with a voice message as well. Because in the age of the internet, it's a little, you can disconnect people as people behind their Instagram page. You don't necessarily humanize them. What voice messages do is they humanize the person behind the account. So if you get a who, what, why from me, hey, I'm Matt Corman. I'm a gold recording artist. I want you on this song. I'm going to pay you for it. It's going to put money in your pocket. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, you get a voice message from me as well. Yo, what's up, bro? Just wanted to hit you up real quick. Yeah, I got this song, and basically I'd love to see you on it. You can who, what, why in there too. Elaborate a little bit more. Anyways, yo, check it out, man. If you have time, thanks. Send a voice message. I think a voice message is very important. And this is outside of music too. If you're selling software, if you're selling a coaching service, your marketing company, whatever it is, give them a who, what, why, and then also send them a voice message. I think it's important. Just something I've been thinking about that I think could be helpful for people. Make sure you're giving value to people. Don't just ask for people for things. A lot of times people, when you want to work with someone, you're just asking of them. You're asking for value from them. It's like the amount of people that hit me up and say, hey, Matt, put me on with Kyle. Hey, Matt, can you do this for me? Hey, Matt, can you help with this? Why? Why? I'm just going to give value to everybody. You're just going to take from me. But if somebody hit me up and said, hey, bro, I can do X, Y, and Z for you. You build some sort of a rapport. I can do X, Y, and Z for you. And then in return, maybe you can do this for me. There's a thing called the act of reciprocation, and it's something you learn in sales as well, where humans are more inclined to do something for you if you've done something for them. For an example, I have my grouped page. It's completely free to join. You join, I give you free access to music. I'm giving free merch to people every other week, two times a month. I give you free songs and also discounts on everything that I do. It's just a bunch of value. And what do I ask for in return? Nothing. Not ask for anything. Not ask for any money. Not ask for anything. But through the act of reciprocation, my job is to provide value for people. And then in return, like, hopefully I get your guys' support in the future. You'll come out to a show. You know, that helps me stream my music. So indirectly, humans reciprocate what they can reciprocate. So just keep that in mind, too, if you're doing any sort of sales. The art of reciprocation. Give some value to somebody, and then in return, you're going to end up getting value down the line eventually. Somehow or some way, it's going to come back to you. So on this week's episode, I have a little segment. I'm going to call a buddy. His name is Ollie Joseph. He's a recording artist, really popular artist, dope underground dude, lives out in Nashville. And yeah, he's got this cool, if you don't know who he is, he's got this like hip hop mixed with pop country type vibe. And I'm going to call him and get his take on this topic. And we're going to see what he says, see if he answers. Yo, I got you on the pod right now. Is this a good time?
Of course. It's the best time.
It's the only time. You know what I mean? Cool. So, yeah, it's just a solo pod right now. But basically, I was just ranting about, well, what I was talking about was when people are hitting people up in the DMs looking to work, whether they're trying to sell a marketing service or if they're an artist trying to work or if they're, like, you know, a fitness coach, whatever it is. I basically was talking about how it's pointless to send the typical yo or the hey. And what I was saying was that people need to come through with who, what, and why. Just like who they are, what they are. Like, hey, my name's Matt. I'm a recording artist. And why? Why should I listen? I want to get you on a song. I'm willing to pay you for it. I really, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is. Just like something as simple as that would go a lot further than a yo. And just wanted to hear your take on it too.
I fully agree with that, man. Anytime someone hits me with a yo or a hey, it just comes off as very spammy and bot-like, and I delete it right away. I'm not going to move it to primary or general. You're just getting deleted. If you care enough to reach out, I think you should show that you care and actually putting something in the body of the message. And like you said, whether it's the who, what, and why, or if it's just a simple... It doesn't always have to, you don't always have to reach out asking for something either. How I've started a number of conversations, like I reached out to an artist the other day. This was, I think, 2 days ago or something like that. I reached out to him and I was like, hey, I think I saw a reel of his pop up when I was scrolling. And I was like, oh, I've seen his name before. I'm gonna listen to his stuff because I really enjoyed what I heard. So I listened to like maybe the last 4 or 5 songs he put out, and I hit him up and I was like, "Hey man, I just want to let you know, I a reel popped up when I was scrolling. The algorithm must be doing you a solid. I really liked what I heard. Keep doing your thing." And he hit me back and he was like, "Yo, I've actually heard your stuff as well. I really like what you have going on." And I had already intended to tell him at one point, after just hearing the clip, that I wanted to work with him. But I waited a couple messages to say that, because I think sometimes when you just come out the gate with what you want, not everyone wants to hear that. And not everyone's going to have time for it. That person might be busy at the time. And if you're coming off with a demand right away or something that you need, instantly they're like, oh, I'm too busy for this. I'm not even going to reply. But if you come off with a compliment or anything of the sort, I think oftentimes what you want to get out of it will, that the chances of that happening are going to greatly increase by you just, you know, giving the person a compliment. Like, hey, I like this song. I'd eventually like to work if you're open for it. Boom. Like, that just shows that you did a lick of research on them to kind of flatter them a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. That's a great take. I like what you said there. It's just like, sometimes it doesn't even have to be a demand or whatever it is. Sometimes it just comes to, because that's the sales process, right? I think the number one thing that people don't realize, well, that in my opinion, is building a relationship is how you close anything. And so you're not necessarily going to get the sale of whatever you're looking for right away. You got to actually, like you said, like give a compliment or just build some sort of rapport.
Yeah, no, you have to build rapport. I think that's the basis of any sale. And a lot of people don't realize too that it takes, like, if you're working a sales job, it takes 7 to 8 emails before the sale's even made. And that 7 to 8 emails is where you build the relationship. You might call the person, hey, I have this service for you, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, we're not interested, hang up. And you call back again. But over those next couple calls, maybe you crack a few jokes or do a little bit of research, again, research on the person, find out. This is just coming from the experiences I've had working sales jobs in the past. It's pretty basic. You find out what school the person went to. You might find out where their hometown is or where they're currently at and ask them what they do. Find out what hobbies they have. Maybe somewhere in there you're going to find something that's similar to yourself. We all have a lot more in common with each other than we do differences. So if you can play off of those and relate to the person and make them like you, at the end of the day, you're not going to sell anything unless you can sell yourself. And I was honestly not that good of a salesperson, but I was always one of the best in the room or at my job at selling myself. When it came to closing the product, I had already made the sale because I was gelling with whoever I was selling to. Mm-hmm. And I think I just need to call, you gotta gel with who you're selling to. You gotta gel to sell. We're coining that term right now. You gotta gel to sell.
You gotta gel to sell.
If I'm not gelling with you, man, I'm more often than not just gonna hit you with the not interested. And then I'm gonna remember that though.
Yeah, right.
Came with me in the past. Like, if you hit me with just a yo or anything like that, if you come back around, I'm gonna see that message again and be like, oh, it's this guy. And it's gonna be in the back of my head that he didn't try hard or he or she didn't try hard the first time. That automatically me giving you that second chance is probably gonna be at 50% acceptance rate off the bat because you didn't take enough time to try on that first impression. And I don't want this to sound like arrogant or anything, or like, oh, I wouldn't give this person a second chance or me. This is just, if you take this seriously, you should be serious in that first reach out because that matters the most. But a lot of people at the end of the day just don't take it as serious as they think they do. If you're not doing any research on the person you're reaching out and want to collaborate with and potentially make a lot of money with, then you don't care that much. And that's cool, but I'm not working with people who don't care.
Yeah.
I care a lot.
Yep. Well, dude, that was a great take, man. A lot of value out of that for everybody. I mean, most of the people that listen to what I got going on are either artists or entrepreneurs. You know, they have that drive. They're part of the Make It Happen family. They have that yearn for more. So there's going to be networking because networking makes you successful. And, dude, it's a huge place where it's a huge skill that we all need to know nowadays, especially with the internet. You know, that's how you're low key, that's how everyone's interacting now. So you definitely need to have some form of idea of how to reach out to people. So appreciate the insight, dude.
You got to yearn to earn.
Yearn to earn.
Gel to sell. But you got to gel to sell.
You got to gel to sell. Well, dude,
they go hand in hand.
It's too good. Well, dude, thanks for coming on the first segment, man.
Of course, man. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. All right, I'll give you a buzz after, man.
All right, much love, man. Peace.
Peace. All right, y'all. Well, good thing I called that guy, huh? Ollie Joseph. If you're not familiar with who he is, legendary artist. He's been at it for a long time. And Ollie's a perfect example of somebody. Me and him have similar paths in life. And he's a perfect example of someone that made it happen. You know, he was putting out music for a long time, working a corporate job. He, like he said before, he was working a sales job. And now he does music full time. He's over 1 million monthly listeners. And he's doing a good job. He puts out a lot of content, a lot of value. And I forget exactly how me and him became friends, but we were like internet friends for a while, just through Instagram and Spotify, and then end up linking in person. You know what I mean? And like, here's the thing too. Me and Ollie have never done a song together. We're each other's like number one's related artists on, I think, multiple platforms. Never done a song together. So, but we've drank a couple beers together. You know, we're friends. But like at the end of the day, that's what my point. The point I'm trying to get across is it's not always about the sale. Like maybe there's nothing to even close. Maybe the closing is just like having a friend or in like a similar industry, you know, or having some value. You know, you may think right now that you're reaching out to some sort of prospect that actually could be a mentor to you. You don't really know. Like maybe it's not always about the sale. And that's I think something else to consider as well is that, hey, you're reaching out to a bigger artist, for an example, and like you're like, hey, I want this guy on a song, but maybe it's not even about the song. Maybe in years to come, he's going to be working with this label that and he can have this sort of advice for you. Maybe he's going to be working with this producer who's going to fit better for you. Like one of my main producers now, shout out Mo, he produced a lot of songs for Ollie, and Mo found me through Ollie, just in like some related artist shit. But like maybe that's indirectly the value there of like you never know what value you're going to get from other people, you know? So like me and Justin Stone, I've never met Justin in real life, but he's one of my best buds. And we go back and forth just talking about different ideas in the industry that we're doing. Like we can vent to each other, bounce ideas. Same with Ollie. And you know what I mean? So it's like, it's not always about the product in mind that you have that you're selling. Sometimes it's just about building relationship with people because it's cool to build a relationship with people. It doesn't have to be anything specific. Like I don't even do a lot of features. So a lot of times when artists are reaching out to me, they want me on their songs. But if you did some research, maybe you'd see that Matt doesn't do a lot of songs with people. But what Matt does do is he likes to have people on his podcast. He likes to talk to different artists and collaborate on different ideas and stuff, different business ventures as well. Maybe there's some sort of a business venture that you have in mind that would be more exciting for me than it would be for the music. I think another takeaway is if you're trying to link up with somebody, maybe directly with what they're doing. Let's say you are a photographer, right? And you wanted to link up with this other DP, this other director, and you wanted to collaborate with them. Maybe actually collaborating on a video isn't the first thing you should do. Maybe you should look and do some research and see, oh, this person's interested in a nonprofit over here. I actually have an interest in a nonprofit as well. I've done some work with nonprofits in the past. Hit them up about the nonprofit. Work with them indirectly on something else because you never know what the possibilities are endless. Be open to anything and be attached to nothing. You know, that's the wave. That's what you should be on, I believe, because you never know what's to come of it. It may not be the video that you're trying to shoot or whatever. Anyways, that's my rant for today. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you got some value out of this. This could apply to anything. You don't have to be a musician. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. This could be dating as well too. This could be anything. So I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of it, and I hope you're having a great day. Thanks for being part of the MIH fam. Again, if you're not in the group, join the group. The link's in the description of this YouTube video, and it's free to join. And we're going to be announcing a tour soon, so I'm excited about that. Billy's out now. One of my new songs out now. I'm dropping tons of songs for close out 2023. I love you all so much, and I hope you have a great day. Thanks for tuning in again to the Matt Corwin Podcast. Peace.